All right, gain of function research. Now, the name may not be very catchy, but the resulting viruses sure could be. So can you explain how this complex and controversial science works?
Well, the idea is to take a known pathogen, a virus or a bacterium, and modify it in a way that can enhance how well it transmits between people, how virulent it is, or how well it can evade immune protection. Basically, you want to give it a trait that it doesn't have in nature already.
And I understand there's just a handful of labs where this kind of research is being carried out, including one here in the U.S. So where are these labs?
Well, there are about four biosafety labs, level four labs in the United States, and there's only a handful of institutions that will touch this at all. But in the United States, there was a moratorium on funding this kind of research, and it was lifted in 2017, but funding agencies say that they have not approved anything under the new guidelines just yet. So as far as we know right now, there is none being of this, these kinds of experiments being conducted in the United States. But yes, as you know, this is something that's, you know, very delicate and that scientists are very cautious about doing at all to begin with.
Well, explain a little bit more about the thinking behind the potential benefits, because when you say, you know, we're trying to make viruses transmit to humans when perhaps they wouldn't do that in nature, at face value, that sounds very dangerous. So what's the thinking that justifies the kind of work?
Well, the idea is that you can map evolutionary routes of viruses or find potentially dangerous changes in a laboratory before they happen in nature. And by doing so, you can start mounting a defense or a response to that rather than waiting for a chance spillover or some other kind of natural exposure route. And the idea is to get ahead of the next pandemic. And that is pretty explicitly the goal here. Like, the National Institutes of Health has said that they're interested in pathogens with pandemic potential, and they want to be able to try to get ahead of them as best as they can. And these gain of function experiments provide a route to being able to do that.
So that's the case for doing it, Umair. But there are prominent scientists like Mark Lipsitch at Harvard, for example, who are vocally opposed to gain-of-function research wholesale. He has said for years that this is a bad idea. Why?
Well, it's a very high-risk kind of experiment. You know, one of the most notorious experiments that was done was in the Netherlands in 2011, where they took H5N1 influenza virus and they engineered it to better infect ferrets, which have a respiratory system closer to ours. And one of the scientists who was involved in that project even said, you know, this is probably one of the most dangerous viruses you can make. So there is an acknowledgement that there is a very high risk here. Now, this whole debate right now about whether or not the SARS-CoV-2 originated from a lab, the fact that this is even plausible at all, the fact that this is not out of the realm of possibility, has given a lot of researchers pause about doing these kinds of experiments. That even if it wasn't the case here, the fact that we were so close to such a situation means that we need to be a lot more careful about this, and that the harms outweigh any of the potential benefits that you could have by from doing this. And so they say that the oversight is not good enough, the risks are too high, and we really aren't well prepared to deal with something like this if it gets out of hand.
You know, there's a lot of unknowns still, a lot of hypotheticals, but I'm going to ask you one more, Umair, which is this. If the pandemic did in fact start with a virus that leaked out of a lab, and if it was in fact the result of gain of function research, taking those caveats, would that be the end of this kind of work, do you think? Or would it be more like something like the Chernobyl disaster, which was a tragic cautionary tale, but did not put an end to nuclear research, for example?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, on one hand, yes, you're seeing a scenario like this actually play out would have a very strong chilling effect on doing this research going forward. On the other hand, though, the fact that we have pandemic potential viruses around the world that can have these earth-shattering consequences means that it does really make sense to take some degree of precautions to try to actively seek them out and try to control them before they infect humans. And so maybe this is an argument for better and more oversight. But in practical terms, it might just make sense to take both scenarios as true, that this may have also leaked out of a lab, but it could have also spilled over naturally. It might make sense just to tackle both of these at the same time, presume both are true, and that may end up being the practical outcome of this, even if we don't know for sure how this came out.
Yeah, still a lot more to learn, and I know that you'll be keeping tabs on it. Umair Irfan is a staff writer for Vox who's been writing about the origins of the pandemic and gain of function research. Umair, thanks for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.